High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Second date update.
It doesn't feel good when you know somebody just lied to you.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it never does.
Like, for example, I had a listener tell me just the other day, "Wow, Jeff, your song was so great."
Bro, your songs are great. Like, come on.
Oh, you're keeping it going. No, I get it. You hate me. What are you going to tell me next? Brooke's nice?
Oh.
One of our listeners, Ryan, says his date lied right to his face when they met up. And he does not understand why. So he's on this right now. Ryan, how's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I can't figure out why you're calling us for a second date update if this person lied to you right away on your first date.
Yeah, let's find out what happened. But first, tell us about the girl that you met up with. What's her name?
Yeah, her name is Lena. She seemed great. She's a realtor. Mm-hmm. I met her during an open house that she was showing.
Oh, oh. That's okay. Cool. Were you shopping or just shopping for hot realtors around?
No. I'm looking to buy a house. And so it was a nice, I'm not going to take it, but she was cute.
That's genius. I never thought about it. But if you meet women while you're buying houses, they think you have tons of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're realtors, they're actually going to get your background and all of your banking information at some point.
Nice try.
Sorry to interrupt you, man.
So how did you, what type of game did you try and play on Lena there?
No game. You know, you just started chatting and we kind of hit it off. We just kind of clicked. You know, there was something nice. And
oh, the rare, just honest, play it straight game. You don't hear about that a lot.
That's why he's calling us.
It's not a game.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to write that one down.
I don't know how that worked out for you, but it's great that it did. So what did you and Lena end up doing for a date?
Anyway, I emailed her, right? Because I had her email because of the open house and everything. So And I said, you know, I'd love to just get you to know you more. This isn't about work. You know, I'm not interested in the house. Just came out and flat out said it. Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
And she said, yeah, I think that'd be great.
Nice.
So it felt like a date going in. Like, it seemed pretty clear that she wasn't just trying to get another client.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean,
we did talk about work and everything like that. I'm an audiobook narrator. She's a realtor. So we like talked about our jobs and what we're doing right now.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
But that was just a part of it. Right. It was a coffee. And it was nice, but it only lasted for about 20 to 25 minutes. It was pretty short. She gave an abrupt ending to it all. She looked at her watch and she said, oh, no, I've got a client meeting.
Okay.
And she did the quick, like, hug goodbye and she left.
Oh, you don't believe her? You think she was lying about the client meeting?
So here's the catch. I know this is weird, but check it out. I also left because I was like, why am I here? You know?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. If she's leaving, you would probably end up leaving too.
I'm going to sit in the coffee shop for another half hour.
So I saw her walking down the street. I was a little bit behind her. And she went into the container store that was right down the street. It had all the, you know, organizational tools for a closet and whatnot.
Yeah. Right.
So I just saw her go on into the client. I was like, that's a weird place to meet a client in a container store. And so she just stayed there for like 30 minutes, just like browsing.
Wait. Where did you stay for that 30 minutes? Because that seems weird.
I was on a park bench across the street.
Oh,
you're scoping it out. It's like a private investigator.
I would do the same thing.
She's a realtor. Maybe she had to get like some sort of something for staging a house, or, you know, like there could be a very plausible reason.
Great. Why lie about a client meeting then?
Because maybe she honestly had to go get this stuff.
Why? Here's the question. Did she actually buy anything from the store?
Oh. No, she didn't. She browsed for 30 minutes and then just left.
Interesting.
Did she talk to anybody while she was in the store?
Well, I don't know.
You know, you bugged her.
Did you go into the store?
I did not go into the store. No. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. That's where you draw the line in watching people. I see.
Even stalkers have to have their limits.
Yeah.
So what happened? I mean, why exactly are you calling for our help right now? Are you still interested in trying to get another date with Lena?
No, I really would like to see what her excuse is.
You just want to call her out.
I want to call her out on the radio.
Even if she said, bro, what if she's like, oh my God, he was so great and I actually can't wait to see him again. What's your reaction going to be to that?
I don't believe it. Then why did you lie to me, though?
Is this just like a lot of bad dates all piling up and you finally cracked? Is that what this is?
No, this is me just being like, look, be yourself. Be unadulteratedly yourself all the time.
And it's you standing up for yourself, bro. I think you're standing up for your own morals,
right? I don't
think
she did anything wrong. Like, you still don't know. Like, it's just easier to say client meeting than it is to say, well, we're staging this home and I need organizational tools for the junk drawer. So I need to go, you know, like.
But a 20-minute date is so short.
It is short.
Cut it short like that.
Let's take a poll around the room. Who believes Lena was telling the truth that she actually had to meet a client?
No
from Alexis.
No.
Can I vote that I don't think it matters? Like,
no.
I don't think.
No, that's not
way to take the safe answer, like Brooke.
I just don't think it matters, but I think she could absolutely possibly be telling the truth.
Okay.
Absolutely possibly.
Jose? She's a liar. Like all women.
Oh,
all
God.
Of them. Yeah.
All right. Another burn scorned
you
man.
You love us and you never knew.
Okay.
You hear me?
Okay.
Look at that.
So.
What's your vote, Jeff?
I think she was telling the truth.
Okay, so two for her, two against.
Yeah, so I don't. Is there anything that happened during the coffee date that could have happened that would have made her want to leave early?
Yeah,
good question.
Oh, yeah.
I've been racking my brain about that, and I can't think of it.
Okay, you didn't yell at a barista or anything.
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to try and do some investigating here. We'll get to the bottom of this.
It's like we're going to be sitting on a park bench.
I know. We'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Lena for you. And we'll figure out whether she lied or whether she told the truth. We're going to do it right after this in your second date update.
Thank you.
Hold on, man. Second date update. It's Brooke and Jeffrey and the mysterious case of the Container Store Confession. Ryan's date, after 20 minutes, said she had to go to meet up with a client.
Mm-hmm.
But after he followed her, he saw her go into a container store, quote, casually browsing.
Yeah.
Which, might I add, Brooke, doesn't sound very urgent, like she said it was.
Or very fun.
Yeah.
And so now I'm kind of back on the fence here. At first I said I believed Ryan's date actually had a meeting. Now, not so sure anymore. I'm waffling here.
There you go. Come
I'm just having a hard time siding with a dude who sat outside for 30 minutes and watched a lady from a park bench.
Could have stopped and siding with a dude, bro.
Okay.
I mean, whatever happens, this is definitely going to be interesting. But, and Ryan, you say that you're an audiobook narrator. Once this mystery is solved, would you mind narrating it for the show?
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
There you go.
I cannot wait. It's going to be a New York Times bestseller.
We're going to have a book.
Here's my question, because you're all about the truth, right? You want every last detail of the truth. And so does that mean when we get her on the phone, we can tell her that you sat outside on a park bench and watched her while she shopped?
Yeah, you know what? Fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
Again, like, I'm not interested in getting a second date.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't blow it here.
You just want honesty.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that important.
But we need to be careful here, because even though we're on an investigative mission, we can't come in too hot.
Mm.
Like, get her on the phone and be like, tell us what you did.
Yeah.
We need to find out what her story is, then after we grease the wheels, then we can bring out the heavy interrogation tactics.
I wish, get out a big light.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what you're talking about.
Detective DeBeau is on the case.
That's right. All right. Ryan, you ready to do this, man?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, I'm going to dial her number right now. We're going to solve this mystery. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lena?
This is she.
Hi, Lena. My name's Jeff. I work on the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I was hoping you have a second to talk with us.
Sure. What is this regarding?
This is regarding a date that you went on not too long ago with a guy named Ryan.
Oh, what is this about?
This is a segment that we do on our show called A Second Date Update. It's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll help you figure out the reason why.
Oh, okay.
All right. Ryan, we've spoke to him a little bit before. He told us about your date and he's a little bit confused about how everything ended. So we're hoping to get your perspective on what happened. Would you mind telling us about it?
We went and got coffee and that was that.
Yeah, he told us that. He said it didn't last very long. It was like 20 minutes or something. And then you kind of bailed quickly at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't really realize what time it was and I needed to run. So like I needed to wrap things up.
Aha! You didn't need to run
Okay, hold on.
What?
Sorry. Sorry, I thought he said we could.
Lena, this is going to feel a little awkward here, but and I don't think Ryan meant to do this on purpose, but after you guys left for coffee, he said he left as well and ended up going in the same direction as you down the street, and he saw you go into a container store.
Wait a second. So he was he like stalking me?
It feels like that.
I don't think he meant to do it on purpose, but he did see that happen.
How could you not do that on purpose? Walk and follow me.
Well, you can both be going in the same direction after
only
you leave.
Four, northwest, southeast, you just pick the right one.
So, Lena, we're just trying to figure out on Ryan's behalf, did you really have a client meeting in the store like you told Ryan you did?
Wow. So he follows me and I have to now account for my actions and
see Jeffrey.
Yeah.
See?
We're just trying to Ryan just wants to know if that was the truth or if he did something wrong that made you just want to get out of the date.
I just think you need to be blunt with him and just tell us why. Why didn't you want to see him again? Because he really honestly has no idea.
He has no idea at all. None at all.
Well, he's just confused because, you know, you said I really have to go. You looked at your watch even and you're like, this is urgent. And then you casually browsed around afterward. And so he feels like he was lied to.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean casually? How did he know that
guys.
Because he was on a park bench watching you the entire time. It's really weird.
Okay, can you just tell us what you were doing?
So he's a psycho.
Look,
you can understand dating is hard right now. He feels like he's being lied to. It's his last straw. He's not trying to attack you or anything. He just wants to know the truth. He's just exhausted from this whole process.
Yeah, we all want to know the truth.
We're not trying to
tell you everything that happened through the coffee conversation.
Well, he said it didn't last very long and he didn't have much of a chance to talk with you.
Okay, so I don't know if he told you this, but he's a narrator for audiobooks. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So he takes out an MP3 player and he hands me like one of his headsets and says, here, you need to listen to this. And I'm like, okay, so I put it in. I'm already kind of weirded out because it was been in his ear and I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But just to be nice, I listened and he's actually kind of talented. But when we were done, you know, I'm trying to just put on a face because I'm like, I don't know what he expects from me. And then he's like, did you hear how I said the word exploratory? And I'm like, what? And he's like, very powerful, huh? You know, and just starts going on about himself. And at this point, I'm a little kind of taken aback because he just seemed extremely obsessed with himself.
So, so he made you listen to his voice on an audio recording and then had you review his performance of it.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. And like, I'm sorry, but I felt extremely uncomfortable the minute he asked me to put that thing in my ear. And then like, I don't know. I felt like the only thing I could do was just be like, hey, I need to go. I mean, I did have a showing later that day, but.
Yeah, I'd lie too. And
so
that's
it was an excuse.
Because guy's proud of his work and just wants to show you what he does.
It's annoying.
It was a little much on the first date.
Well, I hate to make this worse for him, but I need to let you know that Ryan's been listening quietly on the other line this entire time and he wants to talk to you.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
Stop. Oh my God.
Ryan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
How do you feel?
I got to tell you, I kind of love it.
What?
Like, I know that's somewhat, like, weird and masochistic of me, but, like, I kind of need a harsh tone when it comes to that stuff. Cause yeah, I do. I'm proud of my work and I might go a little overboard being like self-congratulatory. And I see how from the outside, it can seem obsessed with myself.
It is a little bit weird asking her to review it in front of you right after you listen. Like, yeah. Ooh, wasn't that wonderful?
I see how that can be. And so, you know what? I'll work on that. I really will.
That's reasonable.
Usually people don't react like this.
I know.
I don't know what to do.
I mean, listen to that, Lena. Like, he understands the flaws that he made. Like, does that change the way you look at him?
I mean, the way he responded, I was surprised.
And don't you think it's really impressive the way that I've handled this situation, wouldn't you say? Just making everything so nice between you guys. I mean, that makes me a pretty good radio host, wouldn't you think?
Can we leave a review on you right now, Jeff?
And just listen to my voice, how strong and powerful it is. I mean, I would definitely listen to myself, wouldn't you guys?
Couldn't you say exploratory for me, please?
Exploratory.
Just don't show
anything. Ultimately, Lena, like, what I like to say is I love taking notes, okay? Like, I like to be able to take direction, and I like to be able to do what you want. So, like, if it comes off too much sometimes, which I do. Come on.
Yeah, are we ignoring the 30-minute bench watch thing? Okay.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Let's just ask. I mean, I didn't expect that we were going to even do this, but Lena, would you like to go out with Ryan one more time and we'll pay for it and he won't make you listen to any of his work?
I can't I'm rooting for this, Lena, because it's like logic and reason have finally maybe prevailed.
You switched teams, bro.
I mean, as long as he can work on his boundaries, the whole following me thing, too. But Ryan, you know, I guess I'd be up for it.
Okay, so that's a yes from Lena. Ryan, what do you think? Are you still cool with this?
No. Ultimately, she lied to me. She lied to me. Like, she simply said, like, she had to go to a client meeting, and we clearly saw that that wasn't true. I can't deal with a liar.
That's just, like, good graces. It's just good etiquette, okay? What is she supposed to say? You are incredibly self-absorbed.
No.
I need to leave?
A lie does not equal etiquette.
Okay. A lot of women have probably lied to you. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yeah, women lie a lot, bro.
It's interesting that she gave you grace for your mistake, and you're not giving her any grace.
Thank you.
That is kind of the irony.
This is probably why he's still single.
Probably.
It makes sense to me now.
Ryan?
I've got boundaries, and I can't take a liar. I can't.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Dating's going to be rough, Ryan.
What is going on?
All right, so that didn't work out, but Ryan, do we still have a deal here? Will you narrate this for us?
Hey!
Yeah, sure. If you want, like, a self-absorbed person narrating his own story, sure, what?
Okay. All right, I think we have the right guy.
Mm-hmm. So he admits it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.